Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in. What day is it, Greg? It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Yep.
How you doing, Greg, down in Dallas?
Not too bad.
6 Hour Studios lit up. Patriot Mobile mic lit up. X Insurance presenting it all. Check it out if you're watching. Got a cool X Insurance shirt on. And if you're watching the show, Greg's going to tell you how to do that in just a second. But I lifted up a can of Red Bull. This freaking thing is huge, man. Yeah. Normally I get those little 8-ounce cans. I don't know what I was thinking. I pulled those things out of the bag today. It was like two big oil canisters.
You got the 24-ounce ones?
I got a big 20-ounce one, and the other one's a 16-ounce. I didn't even realize. I just threw, the lady threw them in the bag. I said, could you give me two of those? She goes, sure. So they were biggins. So you never know. Maybe we'll go 4 hours today, Greg. Would you tell people how to watch the show in high definition and participate in the chats?
You can see the highly caffeinated and over sugar. Those are sugar-free, right?
Sugar-free
Red Bull version of Mark Walters after the second hour. Watch him in the studio. If you want to head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com, on the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you missed a previous episode, like the Monster Cast, head over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, Dr. John Dean was in town.
He was.
For the holiday weekend. And we had a really good time. Really good time. And we got to talk with John on the air a couple times. He was mic'd up during the show on Thursday, and he was mic'd up during the show yesterday. And that takes our week. That's why I ask what day it is, because our guest today is none other than Andy Hoosier. So this is going to be a weird week. I feel like I'm off kilter.
Yeah,
and the same thing
off.
Happened last week. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, what's up? It does feel like a Monday now. Now that you've screwed up my whole schedule by thinking it's Monday and getting on the program today, I have to ask you a serious question, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't understand the concept of a sugar-free energy drink. Can you explain that one to me? Because if you're going to do an energy drink, aren't you just going to consume a whole bunch of sugar and a whole bunch of stuff for you anyways?
No, the sugar-free doesn't have any sugar in it, but it's got tons of caffeine in it. Just no sugar.
See, I can't do any drinks anymore. I used to drink in college. I used to drink a 4-pack of Red Bull every day.
You used to drink in college? I used to drink in college, too.
Well, I used to drink
in college. You're thinking, okay, you're okay. I see what you're saying.
I used to do four Red Bulls a day, and that was not good. I had to stop, actually, when I first got into radio. I took, if you remember, the one that was called I can't remember it now. It was a really bad, where they actually, on the label, actually only recommended you drink like half of the energy drink. And I was sitting in the studio while I was interning for a guy by the name of Mike Rosen out of Denver. I was sitting in the studio alone. There's nobody else there at like 7 a.m. And I took a couple sips and I went flush and I got dizzy and I started sweating.
Were you on air when that happened?
No. I was doing show prep for him. And I was right out of college. I was at the broadcasting school at the time, just getting ready. And I said, oh, my gosh, at 23, I was about ready to have a heart attack. And I said, I will never drink another energy drink again. I can't do it. I do drink some on occasion, but it takes me all day to sip on it because I don't want to do that again.
Well, man, you got to man up. You get that man card. So let me go back to something fun, just for fun, Andy. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you live on the air? Now, keep in mind, in today's day and age, we're on cameras. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're not on camera, nobody sees you. I've had that effect before. Like I've had 5 Red Bulls or something stupid during the day. I'm sure my blood pressure is at stroke level. But I've gotten dizzy or something like that on air before. But people always say to me, you've been on air 15 years. Have you ever had to go to the bathroom? No. I guess you prepare for that in advance.
You've only got a window of 2 hours, max 3 hours, so there's that.
Well, you know, I guess so, but, you know, sometimes nature calls, right?
Yeah, it does.
And sometimes nature hits you hard. But no, I've never had, have you ever had that issue? People ask me that all the time. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on air? I mean, I got dizzy one time, and that's just because I was jacked up what we were talking about, probably had too much caffeine or something like that. But if you're not on camera, if you're on camera and the camera just goes away to a screen, well, you know, I don't know what you're looking at me or something like that. But yeah. What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you on air?
Weirdest thing that's happened to me? It's not going to the restaurant. I mean, like you said, there's obvious times where nature calls, where in between commercial breaks or top of the hour or something, you run out. Yeah. And you time yourself, but you're good there. I've never had that issue. The weirdest has probably been, or the worst, I could say, was probably, number one, and you remember the one time a few years ago when you came to the KQAM studios here in Wichita, we have a massive window that overlooks kind of a wooded area out here. And there's been multiple times where a bird in the middle of talking, a bird has hit the window and has scared the you-know-what out of me and makes me jump because I'm in my train of thought. I'm doing my thing, and a massive bird will just ram into the window. So there's been a couple of those occasions. The other, I guess the worst part was when I was doing the morning show years ago, every New Year's we would do like a DUI awareness where we would have a law enforcement officer come in and talk about DUIs during New Year's and during the holidays. And we would actually drink on the air, and then they would do the blood test and do the breathalyzer every hour during the program.
Okay, now that's interesting.
I did get somewhat intoxicated one year, and I did let go on an F-bomb. I did drop one of those.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah my now, mom, here's the best part. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the best part. I dropped the F-bomb. I noticed it, so I turned around and I hit my kill button because obviously radio has an 8-second delay. But what I didn't know was that the 8-second delay was off. So when I turned it on, it went back 8 seconds and replayed it a second time on the radio.
Oh, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You were intoxicated accidentally on air in a sanctioned intoxication event, I might add.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So,
That was
by
great.
The way, ladies and gentlemen, that's a... six-digit fine, by the way.
Yeah,
or can be. That's a six. That can be up to $375,000 fine. And when you're on 400 radio stations, ruh-roh.
Yeah.
I don't. My mom has been shocked over all these years that I've never said anything because I'm very passionate about what I talk about, and I've never let that slip. I think in Tampa one time, Greg Sean was running the boards. And we were going to a break at the top of the hour break, and I said something, and the S word came out, which I didn't even know I said. I didn't know I say it. And one of the guys that was in studio with me said, "You just said that." I said, "No, I didn't." And I was down. It was broadcasting down in Tampa on AM 860, and the guy Carlos, who was all the way like Robin Quivers, like two glass studio walls away, said, "Yeah, you did." In my ear, I hear, "Yes, you did." And I said, "No, I didn't." And I went back to the hotel that night, and I went back and rewound it when I put the podcast up. And sure enough, there it was. And I don't know how that ever happened. But no, it was never caught or anything. I don't know if Carlos got it. It was no big deal.
I think Carlos is still in Tampa.
Yeah, Carlos is an awesome guy. Carlos, if you're tuned in, we love you, brother. But radio is fun. And it's interesting. I have never asked you that question off air or on air. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened? You know, sometimes you get that throat burner, like you swallow funny or something way down in the bottom in your throat and you got to cough it up.
Yeah.
Right. If you're on camera, that can be really bad because your eye starts to water.
Yeah.
Well, your eye starts to water and then you got to hack up a lung to get rid of it, and you come back on. That might make you dizzy, too. Of course, that's how you blow a gasket and have a stroke or something.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's when you're trying to swallow, you're trying to cough, but yet you're trying not to have dead air. That, to me, honestly, is my worst fear, and that's happened to me on occasion. So I guess I would say that's the most biggest annoyance in talk radio, because when you have dead air, the dead air is deafening. And when you're trying to make a point, and then you're sitting there trying to cough yourself up and clear your throat and get things back on track, that is difficult.
Well, yesterday was interesting. Dr. John was in the studio yesterday. I'm glad he was here. Because he kind of saved me. I went to mute my microphone, and I hit a button on the Comrex NX here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, which is the way too expensive unit that connects me to the network. And I hit a button, and all of a sudden a screen popped up I'd never seen before. And I couldn't get my mic, and Greg jumps in, he goes, unmute. And I couldn't because I was trying to get that screen back. I kept going back button. And then I just said to John, take it, would you please? And yep. He did. And I was able to go back and find it. You know, sometimes that happens, but it's yeah. rare. It's few and far between when it does. So right now we're just stretching for a break because I don't want to start a topic right now other than that. There's the 30
live radio's fun. Break. Live radio's fun.
It can be trouble. It can be trouble. So I did a couple live shows today. I had a great interview today on Mark Cox Morning Radio 97.1 FM in St. Louis. I love going on there with 2A Tuesdays with him. It's fun because I follow Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends first in the morning. And, you know, we were talking about, and you and I will talk about it when we come back from the break, some of those topics. Because, and I actually reached out to Alan Gottlieb today to ask him a couple questions about San Jose and the insurance requirement for guns. Because it's popping up and rearing its head now, ladies and gentlemen, in Illinois. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Now that we got all that kind of fun stuff out of the way on a Tuesday, it's great to have Andy Hoosier here. We'll be back after the break. 4 minutes from now on the flip side. Don't go away. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Mark Walters here in the 6 Hour Studios. Patriot Mike lit up for you here at the ranch. X Insurance presenting it all. Welcome back. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Jump on in here with me. So I saw a couple of things in the chat. The fun's over. We didn't even get to aliens yet. And Greg has the X-Files music queued up. I don't know. Do you have any alien X-Files stuff you want to talk about real quick? Anything new that I might be unaware of?
Well, actually, you know what? I do have one.
Oh, there I is knew a, it.
Let's see. That I always have something up my sleeve there. I heard a new rumor from some government official, and I don't remember where I heard it from, but said that we should begin to make actual physical contact, one-on-one contact with ETs by the end of 2025. So it's coming up. We have the next 2 years. We're going to start seeing more of the sightings. Sightings are going to be increasing, but then we may actually make contact by the end of 2025.
Well, wasn't it just like within the past couple of weeks they were trying to normalize some kind of a condition where you see people having more stretched out eyes where they're like more elongated and their heads are a little more elongated? This was like a ridiculous report like a week and a half ago, and everybody on the internet was like, they're trying to normalize the lizard people just in case anybody starts seeing them.
Hold it. Let's get real for what that is. Those liberals' heads are popping because Trump is on the ballot again.
I figured they were just the politicians taking their masks off.
Well,
their heads are swelling already.
Yeah, it's just TDS suffers is what you just described, Greg.
Got it.
TDS suffers. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. So as I said, I was on with Mark Cox this morning, and he wanted to talk about Illinois and insurance for gun owners. Now, what happened in Illinois is, and you can always trust Democrats to come up with this nonsense, but they have formed, through the legislative process, a commission to study requiring all gun owners in Illinois to have, I don't know if they're using the same term, I'll use San Jose's term, gun harm insurance. Andy? The mayor of San Jose, by the way, we've been following this since 2022 because San Jose came up with this stupid idea a while back. Democrats come up with this nonsense on a regular basis, and their challenge survived a couple court, or their insurance deal survived a couple court challenges through a left-wing liberal judge, I forget her name, who post-Bruin, they even said we had to redo everything and rework our argument post-Bruin, but we think we've done it effective. If you've got an argument, it's the same argument, is it not? And if you have to change it because of a court ruling in mid-sentence, that's not the same argument, is it? And I can't answer for you today, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not San Jose's is in effect yet. I don't think it is. But the FPC voluntarily withdrew a case a while back. It wasn't dismissed. It was withdrawn. And I don't know why that happened. I'll have to look into that But Andy, it just reminded me of San Jose because it's a glaring example of the fact that liberals will stop at nothing. And they used surety bonds from, you know, several hundred years ago in the United States to claim that that's why having insurance for guns would pass the Bruin test, which it will not in the long run. And that might be why it's not in effect at this point, because they know the challenge is going to go all the way up, and they've come up with some nonsense that the 25, because they won't, remember, they want to charge a fee. In addition to that, requiring you to have insurance, and they're going to charge there. I think it was originally $25, and that $25 would go to a nonprofit organization to be determined, who would distribute that money to reduce gun harm. And who do you think they were working with? The Bradys. So there was a challenge on First Amendment issues as well. Why should gun owners be forced to pay $25 to give to a political machine? That's a violation of their free speech rights. So now here we go, Andy. Illinois is in the mix of trying this nonsense. And here's my thought on that. Good. Let them. Let us get another case post-Bruin to the Supreme Court and put a stop to this nonsense. Sadly, that's the only recourse we have, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it is said that we have to go to the Supreme Court and get another ruling on our favor, which only helps us at the end of the day. But imagine that you now have a side that doesn't like freedom of speech and doesn't like the Second Amendment, where they have to push regulations to tax and fine you and insure you in order for you to have those guaranteed rights that are in the Bill of Rights. Just by the premise right there is kind of a lunacy mindset that, oh, by the way, you have the right to keep and bear arms and it shall not be infringed, which I think that insurance or some type of fine that you have to pay in order to keep it would be an infringement in some way, and it's going to violate your First Amendment with your freedom of speech, that I don't think you can do that on both of those accounts. But that's the world that we live in today, where they're totally okay with just doing that.
Well, yeah, let's go further. Let's go to Biden's student loan debt forgiveness. You can't forgive a debt. That debt has to be paid. It's just a matter of who's going to pay the debt. So if I've got $1.50 in loans out there and Biden forgives that debt, do you think the lender just says, oh, okay, we'll just write? No. Taxpayers are paying that debt.
Yeah.
At a cost of billions of dollars. But the Supreme Court has already said Biden does not have the authority to do that. And what does Biden do? Does it anyway.
Does it anyway, in a new way.
So,
yeah, and now there's a coalition of attorney generals actually being led by our attorney general here in Kansas, Chris Kobach, and there's about 10 or 11 other AGs that are on board with this as well, again, saying that the executive branch does not have the authority to just move that money around, that it has to be an act of Congress that has to do that. So everything that he's doing right now is just blatantly unconstitutional.
Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, what does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. And here's why. It's the same thing the ATF is doing by changing descriptions of whatever they want to change to fit the whim of the day. And now, as of yesterday, a federal judge, by the way, Andy, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, blocked enforcement of the pistol brace rule against NRA members, of which there are millions. Now, the pistol brace ruling, of course, we know has been slapped down a couple times in the Fifth Circuit, as has the bump stock ban. But And this gets even bigger legs, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. It gets even bigger legs because you know and I know that the deal that we make with our government is we will hire you through the voting process to represent us at the state level and at Congress, et cetera, and the White House. We will hire you to represent us. And we will make a deal with you that the laws that you pass as law-abiding citizens, we will abide by. And if we don't like them, we can challenge them. And we have a Supreme Court that can issue the final rule. Isn't that the way the process works, very basically, Andy?
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Okay. So a law is passed and local police enforce it or whatever it may be. Maybe it's a state law, but it's the same deal that we make at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. If we, the people, decide, no, I'm not going to do that. And we just decide to walk away from the law. Eventually, chaos and anarchy ensue. It's a very fragile relationship. Let's take this to the break, Andy, and then we'll get it back to guns when we come back. Isn't it a very fragile relationship, that deal that we make?
Absolutely.
What happens? Think about this during the break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go here. What happens when it's our government that violates their own set of laws? that the legislative body put in place, when the president violates the law of the land as deemed by the deal we make in our form of government, that being the Supreme Court, who said, no, you can't do that. We'll be back right after this.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. Now, let me take just a couple seconds to remind you to visit the DoubleDFoundation.org or DanielDefense.com. And when you do that, that raffle is going on, and it's good through April 24th. You can pick up tickets to win that $4,999 custom Daniel Defense rifle package, and it is amazing. Armed American Radio listeners in the last four raffles done over there supporting the youth shooting sports through the DoubleDFoundation.org have won those raffles. Let's make it a third one. Tickets are $25 a piece. Five for 100 is the package that I bought. Probably going to buy another package of that because I really would like to have that rifle. And it goes to a great cause, and it'd be fun to win. You can win it. It's really simple. The DoubleDFoundation.org or Daniel Defense. .com, either one of those. Make sure to support all of our partners. The phone that I'm holding up here will be a Patriot mobile phone tomorrow afternoon. The switch will be done and complete tomorrow afternoon. Have you switched yours to Patriot yet? You should. If you haven't, at least consider it. Check them out at patriotmobile.com/AAR. Patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code and you will get free activation just like I did. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. Andy Hoosier, welcome back. Let's go back to that chaos. Now you have a government. This is how we tie this back to bump stocks, how we tie it back to, because it was never about bump stocks. It was about government overreach and being able to redefine something so that they could turn you into a criminal overnight by skirting the legislative process. Make sense? That's what happened. Same thing with pistol brace rules. That's why we have to win the case, and we will when it gets to the Supreme Court. They do not have the authority to do what they're doing, and that's what the circuits have found. Eventually, the Supreme Court will rule. I feel confident about that, as does Mr. Gottlieb, in our favor on this. But, Andy, when you have a lawless government and a lawless president that snubs their nose at Supreme Court decisions, we know at a local level, chaos ensues if we decide not to abide by the laws that we agree to, that keeps our fragile society operating properly. What happens when the government does it? What kind of chaos is it then, Andy? Because eventually we, the people, are going to say, yeah, I don't think so. And it won't just happen on an individual level. It'll happen on a massive scale. Are we there yet?
Well, we got to remember, I mean, the people were supposed to be in charge and the government's supposed to be working for the people, which means we're the boss. They're interviewing for us, and therefore they work for us. That's the way it was supposed to be done originally. So you're right. When the Supreme Court, let's say the Supreme Court comes out with a progressive left-wing decision, and Obamacare, we'll take for an example. They came out and said, yes, Obamacare is legal. It's totally constitutional. Even though Barack Obama said it wasn't a tax, the only way that he was able to make it actually legitimate was saying it was under the Commerce Clause and therefore is a tax. And therefore, Obamacare and the government consuming a sixth of the economy through the healthcare industry is totally legal and totally constitutional. You remember that argument back in the early 2000s. The
John Roberts handed it to him. He's the one that created that. It wasn't even a part of their case. They didn't even argue that. But that's another story. Go ahead.
Exactly. But that's a great example. So now when we come out and we try to say, hey, that the government's not supposed to be involved in this, where in the Constitution does it actually say this? They don't care. Nope. Doesn't really matter. The Supreme Court said, therefore, boom, it's the law of the land. The Supreme Court is the law of the land. Now, let's turn it around to what we're seeing today. We have Donald Trump that's allowed to be on the ballots in all 50 states. We have the decision that the student loans are not allowed to be done through executive order and executive power to remove them. We have the reversal of Roe v. Wade to put abortion back down at the statewide levels. We have the protection of the Second Amendment over and over again. All of these decisions that are now conservative that are some major breakthroughs and victories for us. And what do we hear from the left side of the aisle? Oh, sounds like we need to have a run on the Supreme Court and either dissolve it, which is the argument that we heard a few weeks ago, completely dissolve the Supreme Court, or we need to stack the courts by increasing the number of people that are on them to where there will never be a conservative majority on there again, because how dare they decide against us? So now the government's taking it to that next level that, oh, we don't like the decisions that are coming out with this whole checks and balance system, with the three branches of government, with trying to keep limitations on power. We don't like that. So now we have to find a way to overhaul it, to change it, to destroy the system to where it breaks, and then we can come in and with full control thereafter. That's the new agenda, and that's what they're doing, because they are so far to the left. We have gone so far. The pendulum has swung so far that way that that's where we're at now, that if it doesn't benefit us, then the system's bad, and we need to change the system, going back to Barack Obama, fundamentally changing the United States of America.
Well said. And I want to stay on the Obamacare issue there as a, it, because it is a great point. It's a great analogy. Here's what I mean by that. You know, I hated that decision, right? But that's what the Supreme Court said. We accepted it. So what did we do? We tried to change Obamacare. Through what? Right. The legislative process, right? Now, let's take that to guns. Let's take that to assault weapons bans at local levels, where you have various local municipalities banning assault weapons, commonly used rifles, in direct violation of the nation's Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights. Well, it's called civil disobedience if I say, you, I'm not doing it. I'm not giving you anything, and I'm not registering. We've seen that on a massive scale. We've seen it in Connecticut. We've seen it in Jersey. We've seen it in California. Anywhere the gun grabbers rear their heads, civil disobedience ensues. What's it called when the federal government decides to say, uh-uh, we're not going to abide by this decision? We don't like the Bruin decision. We're going to continue to attack gun owners. What's it called? With civil anarchy. Disobedience, if I do it, but there you go.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Anarchy.
Is it anarchy?
I mean, immigration's a prime example right now.
Well, it is a prime example. And that's treasonous behavior in my book. And didn't our Constitution provide us with the means to sometimes change our government if we had to? To fix these problems? Isn't that in our Declaration of Independence? Now, this is about this time when we start having conversations like this is when the live stream begins to fade out. Somebody doesn't like what we're talking about, you know, and the video gets cut off. Oh, I can't get the video anymore. But and that's where we are today, Andy. That's what's happening with the ATF. We see how we've come full circle here, ladies and gentlemen. That's it was method to the madness. But that's why when you have a ruling, and AWR wrote about it over at Breitbart News, when you have a headline, federal judge blocks enforcement of ATF pistol brace rule against NRA members, there are millions of NRA members. Millions. They've already done it for SAF and bump stocks and so forth with FPC members, Second Amendment Foundation. You know, the NRA was late to the party. But now you have the federal government. Now, here's what's going to happen. Here's my guess. The ATF is going to change another rule because eventually this is going to go up the chain to the Supreme Court, Andy. Yeah. And they're going to say, no, you can't change the rules like that. Only Congress can do that. Do you think the ATF is going to abide by that ruling?
If the Biden administration's in power, then no, they're just going to keep on doing what they do.
And what is that called?
Complete anarchy and treason.
Yeah. It's treasonous. It's treasonous behavior. But here we sit powerless and we ask these questions and we talk about them. I don't have any other choice. If I want insurance, this is what I have to do. Fortunately, I don't have to do that through my wife's employment and so forth. But if not, then I have no choice but to do what? I got to suck up Obamacare, don't I?
That's right. We got to pay for
because
it. Because
it's
pay
currently
for
the law of
bailouts.
The land.
Yeah, got to pay for the student loan bailouts, got to pay for the illegal immigrant, got to pay for the Obamacare. We have to pay for all that stuff because, well, the government said that's what you have to do. And by the way, if you refuse and just say, I'm not going to pay those taxes, then you're a day late for your taxes. Guess who's going to jail and getting a big old fine from the federal government? You're not allowed to do that. But the government, we can decide what we're going to pay for and not pay for and enforce and not enforce. And what we're going to decide to do is the feds.
See, I can see on a massive scale at some point in time, this election is going to be so volatile. Half the country is not going. Half the nation. And I'm saying at least half is not going to accept the outcome, Andy. And, you know, if you look around, you'll hear talk. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm not paying my taxes anymore. I'm not putting my money towards this green, almost said a bad word, agenda. I'm not putting my money to, I'm not going to let that happen. What happens when 50 million taxpayers decide to say, nah, that's it, I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore. 50 million. not just little old me or somebody else, but 50 million. That's the direction this country's going. There is going to be a massive civil disobedience at some point. We'll continue the conversation with the great Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, right after this. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back, brother. 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile, Mike X Insurance presenting it all, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Hoosier, KQAM Radio. It's a fun conversation, Andy. It's a scary conversation. I'll tell you why. Because something's going to happen in this country. The status quo cannot exist. It can't. It can't. And we can blame this on, and I stand by this, I've said this for years, but we can blame this on a biased left-wing mainstream media. And it could have been the same thing if the media were right-wing, but it's not. You have a one-sided propaganda machine working for the other side. It's that simple. You have 24/7 access to that information. That information is disseminated instantly with the internet. That combined with social media, 24 hours, and a propaganda machine masquerading as media is an absolute recipe for disaster, period. And we are there. Short of the media deciding to, okay, all right, we're going to quit playing games and be objective now, which isn't going to happen. Number one. Number two, social media going, yeah, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to jump in the pool with the media. Not going to happen. Or those institutions just flat out going away, which isn't going to happen. This country has a problem, Andy, a big problem, because half this nation in November is not going to accept the outcome of this election, period. So what ensues then? What happens if 50 million people say, you know what, that's it, I'm done. I'm not paying for this. This clown does not represent me, does not represent my values. I've had enough. I'm not playing this game anymore. What happens then?
Yeah, it's a frustrating situation for us to be in because we're all so torn. And you're right, regardless of what side wins, then we're going to see the other side that says, well, you know, it's a rigged election. It's not going to be legitimate, so on and so forth. And it's going to start something. I am concerned about the future of the country for sure. And that stability, we're seeing the segregation, not only with the media, but we're seeing segregation in the economy with who we can, you know, partner with and who we can buy products from and what agenda they have, what they're trying to do to manipulate us through ESG or through a social credit score or through the wokeness or through whatever they're trying to do on their end. It's a major battle. Something's going to come now. For those that, like you said, that are starting to turn off and fade away and be like, you know, crazy talk there. We're not just talking about some type of physical uprising, right? But people are going to be frustrated. People are going to say, I've had enough. There was a poll that showed with how crime is so bad in New York City, for example, and the high taxes and the punishment against the rich and how they're going after Donald Trump. And you're not apparently allowed to do business there anymore. And the crime rates that are going up, that 50% of the population in New York City said they'd love to leave the city within the next 5 years. That's insane.
Right. Well, look at California. $20 minimum wage went into effect yesterday. Businesses are leaving in droves. Businesses are leaving in droves. Now, here's how bad the gaslighting is, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it was Fox News earlier today. It might have been other outlets as well. But Fox News was reporting that Joe Biden believes, the Biden administration is now out gaslighting you to the point that they say they believe they're going to be able to flip Florida for this election. Come, give me a break. That's not happening in this lifetime. But they're going to tell you that they can. And that all of the ingredients are in the pot. We've got a huge uprising in Florida. It's not going to happen, Andy. But the gaslighting continues. The lies continue. No matter what the topic is, we've been facing this as gun owners for years. Here's the deal. I will continue to play by the rules to a certain extent. Example, I'm not giving you my guns, period. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen, ever. Let's take, for example, you can call that what you want, ladies and gentlemen, but that's my constitutional right. Let's take, for example, I remember when, and Andy, you probably don't, you're a little bit younger than me, but you recall maybe when speed limits were dropped to 55 during the Carter administration for saving gas prices because Jimmy Carter sucked so bad as president. For the most part, most Americans hated it. But they drove 55 for the most part. Those that didn't got tickets, right? We abide by that. I've got streets around where I live. Why is this speed limit 35 and not 50? Okay. And eventually the people make enough of a stink, and guess what they do? They eventually raise the speed limit, right? But in the meantime, we play by the rules. But those are benign little things. When you're talking about your rights and your freedoms, and half the country says, no, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'm not going to drive 55 because you said so. I'm not going to give you my guns. I'm
Martin,
not
how quick,
going to pay this.
Look at how quick they change COVID policy when people stop wearing masks.
Of course. Well, some people don't. I still see idiots driving by themselves with masks on. We still all see that. But that's a good thing.
But the vast majority.
Because I like that they're identifying themselves as a bunch of boneheads. And I get that. I like that. Yeah, but the vast majority, you're correct about that. What did they do? All of a sudden, COVID just kind of went away. What happened there? Can't exploit it for political gain anymore, right?
Yeah, the forcing of vaccines, all of that. When we stopped just doing it, we just stopped and said no more. Then all of a sudden it went away. And, well, okay, well, it's good enough. And they didn't reverse policy because they said, well, you guys, you know, made a big fuss about it, so we changed it. No, they're like, well, now it's not bad enough for us to have to do these policies, so we're just going to let you go about your business, even though we were already doing it because we didn't care what they had to say any longer. That's really what we have to do. Like you said, they try to keep us so high on anxiety, so high on fear, so high on anger that we continue to do these things. But we're in such a groove every day going to work and trying to make a buck and trying to not lose our job and trying to just keep food on the table and trying to pay all these bills that we don't have the ability or the time or the patience to sit there and cause a complaint about everything. So while we continue to complain about something, we just abide by it because, well, you know what? It's not infringing on us enough to actually alter our lifestyle right now. And we're getting to that point where it's starting to alter our lifestyle and starting to affect us on a daily basis to where we're going to
or
start
will.
Pushing back a little bit. Or will.
Or
exactly.
Will. Or that threat that it will is getting more real. Now, there is a quick fix to this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's an easy fix for now. And that is turn the crap off. You know who you're going to vote for in November. Why do you need to sit and stress out all day long about election nonsense? Why do you got to sit and watch Bret Baier? Why do you got to sit and watch Fox and Friends? Why do you got to sit and watch MSDNC and the readout and the rest of those clowns? Why are you watching The View? If you turn it all off and go about your day-to-day business, you'll be shocked at how much easier your life becomes day by day, how stress-free your day becomes. When you realize, you know, most of this stuff is coming from this nonsense, from this 24/7 propaganda machine over here. When you flip over to Fox News and see, or CNN, and I go to all of them, I like to pick on Fox from time to time, but when you go to quote unquote online news and see stupid stories designed for one purpose, to divide you, to gin up hatred. If you stop watching that, Andy, if you stop reading that, it is remarkable. You haven't missed a damn thing in your day. What are you really worried about? You already know who you're voting for. You got to really sit and watch that nonsense all day long? What, are you going to change your mind? No. Andy, isn't that just great advice right out of the box? As gun owners, we can't do that because, again, this takes us right back to that one question. Andy, what you described with COVID, they're not doing with guns. They're continuing to push to take away our rights. You got about 30 seconds now, real quick. But why aren't they backing off on that as they did COVID and everything else? Why is guns?
Well, because it's so important. Because if they get rid of guns and they get rid of everything else, and we can't do anything about it, it's the most important one out of all of them. They've already controlled the content, controlled censored speech. They've already done all that. Guns are the most important one, so they're not going to let up, which is why this is the most important front that we have to fight.
Let's slide into home with what Andy just said, ladies and gentlemen, as we round up this hour. You're in their way. Continue to be in their way. In fact, go out today and buy another piece of something like ammo or a gun that stays in their way. That's what you have to do. Period. Scary times, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. Armed American Radio, second hour comes up at 6 minutes after the hour. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, thank you for being here. AAR, hour two, flip side. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.